Okay, so this Mishnah in many ways is going to be hashlama to the sugya that we've been learning before. Also, the Mishnah has a number of dinim, the negeya, sukkah, and schach. Says the Mishnah, hires aleha sadin, v'pnei achama, o tachtel v'pnei hanishar, o shapiris agav yakinov, tzula. Three cases. Person spreads a sad in a sheet, mipnei achama. Again, we have to know what this means. Because of the sun, or that's if he spread it on top of the schach. Or he spreads a sad in a sheet, tachteha, beneath the schach, nehanishar. Again, we have to translate that. Nishar means something that's dripping, like no share is the drip. And the third case is agabi kinof, over a canopy. All these cases, psula. Again, we have to identify the nature of these psulim. But what is kashev? A poris or gabi naklite amita. But he could spread the sadin over naklite amita when you have not four poles of a canopy, but rather the two parts of the bed and the head and the bottom of the bed. You have one pole, and then it comes up. Pole comes up from each, and then the sadin comes down like at an angle on either side without a real gag. That would be okay. Okay, so what's exactly the nature of these halachas that we're talking about? Spreading a sadin, neachama, on over the schach, under the schach, behind the shar, agabe kinof, that's paso, naklita amita would be kosher. Says Rashi. Hanishar, now Rashi doesn't explain the first case, so we'll have to figure out how Rashi explains that case, neachama, but Rashi does comment on the second case. He spread the sadin under the schach, neachama, hanishar. Shilo Yehu Olin V'Kismin Noshvin Al Shulchanu. What is it that you want to achieve by spreading the sadin? That you don't want the leaves and the twigs from the schach dripping onto your table when you're eating. This is also what the Rabbeinu Chananel says. Look at Rabbeinu Chananel on the side. Dilo Yehu Tarfin the Sukkah Nasrin falling Alamat Amim on the food be'idna the Achil. So what you see in Rashi immediately is that we're not talking about, the person is not concerned about the sukkah becoming chamasa meruba. Right? In other words, the concern is only convenience. You don't want these things dripping in. As far as the schach itself, it's kasha. You have sufficient sail. It's not that it's going to become chamasa meruba, but you just don't want that the pieces should come down while you're eating and disturb your yeshiva sukkah. Rashi says, the sadin, and so what can be medayik from this? That l'chari, the first case, would be similar to that. The case of chama would not mean, according to Rashi, that you don't have sufficient sail right now. It's nea chama means it's chamasa ruv mitzilasa, and the sadin is giving you more sail, but rather something similar to nishar. In other words, L'maisa, you have tzilas and ruba, but you have a little sun coming in and it bothers you. The schach is kasher, you have more tzil than chama, but you'd rather black out the chama completely, it just gives you more shade. So on top of the shade that you have from the schach, which is enough to be machshir the sukkah, you just want even more of that, more shade, so you put the sad in there to give you more protection, more convenience in the sukkah. So both of those cases are similar in that you put the sad in there for your matter of your convenience. Again, that would be the pshat according to Rashi Bnei Achama, similar to Bnei Anishar. And then Rashi says, and what's the problem? The sadin dava mekabel tumahu, who pasul eschach kilu kaman. And sadin is a dava mekabel tumah. It's a beged, and we know that dava mekabel tumah is pasul eschach. Yeah. So this, of course, requires a very important hesber, because so what is the problem? That you're mesachech davar mekabel tumah. Yeah, but that's if you're mesachech exclusively with davar mekabel tumah. But here you have, presumably you have sufficient schach, tzilasa meruba. That doesn't seem to be the issue, that I don't have sufficient sail. Presumably I have enough of a sukkah with schach of tzilasa meruba. So what exactly is the problem that I put schach of Dav Mekabel Tumah to supplement the schach I have already? What exactly is the problem? Rashi says Dav Mekabel Tumah, but so what? I have already tzilas and merubah. So we'll have to come back and understand this Rashi. But that's the problem in the first two cases of the Mishnah. The Achama, b'pnei anishar. Rashi tells us what is the issue. Mesachech b'davar amekabel tumah. Good. The next case is where you spread the sadin over a canopy. Osha pierce agabia kinov kuloma. Oh, a figu lo pierce of the anishar. Rashi speaks about the case of Nishar, because what do these two cases have in common? Rashi could have said the case of Chama, but the difference is that the case of Chama, you spread the schach where, the sadin where? Over the schach. In the case of the kinof, as well as the case of Nishar, you're spreading the sadin beneath the schach. So Rashi relates to the case of Nishar, because that's the similar case of kinof. But Rashi says, even if it wasn't spread there on Nishar, because of dripping schach, which means that you want to protect yourself from the schach that's going to fall down. That's called mesachech b'davar mekabel tumah, because your intention is to protect yourself with the sadin. But here you're not doing it to protect yourself. Elo l'noy al mitaso, you spread it over the canopy, over your bed, and in which case l'chor Rashi means, and Rashi will say this in a minute, this is not going to go into the problem that we just identified from the first two cases, mesachech b'davar mekabel tumah, because you're doing it not for the sake of hagana, protection, for any reason. You're rather doing it l'noy al mitaso, and yet it will still be a problem for another reason. Rashi continues, agabi kinof, what is kinof? Hein dalad kundesin, like we call canopy, kinof. Al dalad kundesin l'dalad ragay amita, for the four corners of the bed, you have poles coming up. Ugvoin, they go up high. Maniach konsos mizel zeal gabein. Right, so you have the kundesin or what's below, and then you take the poles and they come up from the kundesin, they stick up. Uporis alein sadin, and you spread the sadin over that. That's the case of agabi kinov. Rashi says ve'achikon minaschach. These three words we have to also come back to. Rashi says that the sadin agabi kinov is at a distance from the schach. What is Rashi trying to tell us with these words? Not clear at first what Rashi is trying to say. We have to be medayik well. V'chika min haschach. We'll keep that in mind. Rashi continues, the hashta, now that you're putting it, agabi kinof, lo mishta mesachech b'davar mekabel tumah nifsela. The halav v'sichuche shatcham hasa. So this case, agabi kinof, it's not a problem of mesachech b'davar mekabel tumah. Why not? It's the same sadin, right? But what was your purpose of spraying the sadin? Your purpose was not for the sake of sichuch. Sichuch means protection. Protection from the sun is the first case in the Mishnah. Protection from the dripping schach is the other case. That's called you being mesachech with the sadin. But if you're putting the sadin over the canopy of the bed, that's just like a noi type of thing. So that would not present the problem of mesachech b'davar mekabel tumah. Again, therefore, we have to come on to another reason. At psula, it's pasul mishum the enayoshe besukah, the oam nafsik beinayim. In other words, the problem of kinof is a different problem than that of before. The problem is the problem of ohel mafsik. There's an ohel mafsik. You're now in a separate ohel. You're not viewed as being in the ohel of the sukkah. You're in the separate ohel. That's the Mishnah in the second parak in the beginning of Yashin Tachas Hamita. Right, that we say that you now, that the oil of the mita is considered to be your oil, and that's mafkia for the idea of being in the oil of the sukkah, in the schach of the sukkah. So it's a notion called oil mafsik. Comes out in these three cases that the Mishnah has outlined and says psula, there really are two different rationales. For the first two dinim, the pnei achab v'anishar, the problem is one of according to Rashi stating here, mesachech b'davar mekabel tumah. And that's also what you have in Amud Beis in the story that the Gemara has with some see, get to it, with the servant of Ravashi that put something on to dry, and he did it, you know, not for mesachech, but the Ravashi was concerned that people were going to say that you put it mesachech, and people were going to say mesachech b'davar mekabel tumah. So you see this idea of spreading something either over the schach or under the schach. If you're doing it as a mesachech, that becomes a fundamental problem of mesachech b'davar mekabel tumah. We don't understand why that should be, if after all we have psilas and meruba anyway. But that's the problem in the first two cases. But then in the third case, Agabi Kino, if you don't have that issue, why not? Because you're not putting it there for the sake of Sikuch, as Rashi says. You're doing it L'noya Mitaso. And yet the problem becomes Ol Mafsik. You're in a separate Ol, which is therefore not considered to be that you're in a Sukkah. The Lashon of Psula obviously has a different connotation in the third case of the Mishnah than the first two. In the first two cases, Psula means what is Pasul? The Sukkah is Pasul. Because you're Mesachich, but then we have a Tumah. In the case of Agabi Akinof, the word Psula really is a little more of a loosely translated word. It doesn't mean the Sukkah is Pasul. It means that when you're there, you're not considered to be Yoshev in the Sukkah. So the area that you're in is not considered to be that you're Mekayim Sukkah there. The Lashon Psula is sort of Lav Dafka. It's not that the whole Sukkah is Pasul. It's a Psula in your Yeshiva Sukkah because of Olam Mafsik. A second Olam, we just finished the Rashis on the Mishnah. So Psula, Mishum Eina Yoshev B'Sukkah, the Olam Mafsik B'Neim. But the Mishnah concludes, Avo, what you could do is spread it over Nakriti Amita She'enon El Shnaim, as opposed to the clone sauce that you had before, that a kinof, where you had four poles coming out from the four corners of the bed. Here it's just two. The Hein Yotzin Be'emsa Mita, is on the head of the bed, in the middle comes up a pole, and the bottom of the bed in the middle comes up a pole, and then you're spreading the sadin over the two poles, and they're coming down like a teepee, right? Diagonally in each side. You have this kind of thing that goes across. The klonsa is the horizontal pole that connects the pole coming out, jutting out from the top of the bed and the bottom of the bed vertical. You have this thing that goes across. And then what do? You spread the sadin over that. And the sadin, therefore, goes down b'shipua as a diagonal, right, on either side, and then you're underneath that. So that wouldn't be a problem. Mishum de'en lo gag tefach, rochav l'malu lo mikri ohel. For it to be considered an ohel mafsik, it has to have the thickness of a tefach at the top, and since this is a diagonal, it comes up to a point, and it comes down, you don't have a rochav tefach there, therefore this does not pose the problem that kinof does. It's not called Ol Mafsik. So again, the Mishnah, according to Rashi, has discussed, in the cases of Pasul, two different psulim. The case of Chama and the case of Nishar. Chama is when you put it above the Schach, and the Nishar put it below the Schach. Both of those pose a problem of Mesachich, because you are Mesachich, because it was Shem Hagana, Shem Sichuch, from the Chama, from the Nishar. And then you have the other case, which is not a problem of Mesachich, because you didn't put it as Eschach, you did it just L'noya Mitaso, that would be a problem of Olam Mafsik. And Akrita Mita doesn't have either problem, doesn't have the problem of Olam Mafsik, because it's not a Rochav Tefach. Noah?
Yeah, why is Mipnei HaNishar considered for Schach? Why is it considered I'm doing it for the Schach? Not this.
No. Not doing it for the Schach. If you put right, in other words, when you're spreading the sadin to afford you some kind of protection, that's called you're being mesachich, and therefore the problem becomes mesachich b'davar mekabel tuma. What we don't understand is why that should be a problem if you have other schach which is kosher. We'll come to that, but what's called mesachich if your agenda was to give you some kind of schach means protection, right? To protect from the sun, protect from the nishar. Same idea. It's to create a protection, but the case of kinof is not that. Therefore, you have to come on to the problem of Ol Mafsik. Let's see the Gemara. Amar Rav Chisda. Again, we're going to first try to build the sugya from Rashi. Obviously, we're going to see many, many different ways to learn the Mishnah. We'll see Tosas, of course, and Rishonim, the Ran. But we have to first try to understand what emerges from Rashi. Amar Rav Chisda, Lo Shanu El Mepnei HaNishar. When do we have this Mishnah's din that is pasul, appears sadin mitachteha? It's only when it was specifically Mepnei HaNishar because of what's dripping, what could be dripping. Avo l'na'osa k'shera. But if you spread it l'na'osa, just to beautify the schach, to have a nice sheet there, that would be kosher. That would not be a problem at all. Says the Gemara Pshita, why would you think otherwise? Mipnei Anishar tonight. It says Mipnei Anishar. So obviously it's Dafka Mipnei Anishar. Which is Ma'od Tema. I would have thought, who are Dinda Fila Na'osa? Now, Na'osa is also a problem. The Mishnah just says what would normally be why you would do it, but Lamaisa, it could be and also be the same problem. Kamash Malan says because no, it's Dafka Bnei Anishar. So what is the Vechizda Machadish to us? That the problem that the Mishnah is telling us, Bnei Anishar, is limited to the case that the Mishnah outlines, not just because it happens to be that people would do it for that reason, but it has to be Bnei Anishar. Na'osa would not be that problem. What exactly is the difference? So Rashi right away explains Lishita, so as he explained in the Mishnah, what is the issue of the case of Bnei Anishar? The problem is Misachech B'davah Mekavot Tumah. That means that your agenda was for the sake of Sichuch to protect. That's only by Nishar, that's not by Lina'osa. Rashi says, Lo Shanu, El Bnei Anishar, Deshavya Schach, Lahagain. Again, what's called Misachech for the sake of Lahagain. Lahagain to protect. Protect from something. It's giving you a protection. It's shielding you from something. So it's only the Anishar, the Shavi Schachel Hagen. Hilkach Mifsil, as Rashi says, Mishum Mekabel Tuma. So that's called Misachich Bedovim Mekabel Tuma, because it was Lena'osa, that's called, it was Lena Anishar, that's called Misachich. Av Lena'osa Ein Shem Schachel Olehu Ksheira. Says Rav Chizda, but if it's Lena'osa, that's not called Schach. No, a Pasha the Kasher, both say. Why do you need Rav Chizda for this? Didn't we see this distinction already emerging in the Mishnah itself, as Rashi explained it? What do we have in the Mishnah? We had Bnei Chama, Bnei Anishar, and then Al-Gabe Kinof Psula. What did Rashi say in the Mishnah? Al-Gabe Kinof Psula, says Rashi, not because of the problem of Misach Dovah Kabotumah, says Rashi, because in that case, what's Lashon Rashi? Right, Rav, Rashi says, Rav Lishichuche Shtacham Hasa. When you put Agabe Kinof, it wasn't for the sake of Schachis. Rashi started off, it says, Lenoi Almitasa. So we already know the distinction of Rav Chizda seemingly from the way Rashi learned the Mishnah. So what's Rav Chizda coming with his big Chidush, Lena'osa's Kasher? I mean, we already saw that, we got that, we gleaned that from the Mishnah as Rashi set up Shan the Mishnah. No, what am I missing here? So the easy answer is, what would be the easy answer? Is it clear from the Mishnah itself? I mean, I'm asking the Kasher because I read Rashi in the Mishnah. No, what gave Rashi the idea that the Psuim are different? Rav Chizda. Maybe the easy answer is, when Rav Chizda is Machadish to us, that Lena'osa doesn't come under the Psuim, Misachit, Damakabu Tumah, says Rashi, but if that's the case, then Agabi Kinof has to be puzzled based on a second consideration, not based on the problem of Sadeh Kabutuma, based on all Mafsik. But that's all after Rav Chizda gives us the basis for the distinction and tells us Lena'osa's Kasher. And otherwise, I think maybe it's all considered Misachich, whether you did it Lena'osa or you did it to protect. But Rav Chizda tells me that Lena'osa's Kshera, aha! So now let's go back to the Mishnah. So then Al-Gabi Kinof has to be a different halacha. Maybe that's the easy answer, but maybe the emes is you could say better. Really, one could argue that Rav Chizda is a chidush even after knowing what Rashi said on the Mishnah. Who can tell me a svar l'chalei? Go ahead. What's more pashut? What?
I like
Tosfos Kasha. I'm not Tosfos. I don't do this. I give my Rashi. I'm a regular Rashi right now. I don't know from Tosfos. I want to know the Pshat Gemara Rashi now. Give me a svar. In other words, the Mishnah's case, Agabe Kinof, we understood before Rav Chizda, could not be possible based on what you have in the previous two things. Rav Chizda still tell me another Chidush that Lena'osa's Kasha. Would you say, yeah?
The contrast the Mishnah makes with Nakuti Amita. I mean,
Nakuti Amita
Dafka is kosher for what reason?
Yeah, I understand, but I want to know in Svara why it would be clear to me that Gabi Kinof would not have the psul of Misal Devakabotuma, even if I wouldn't know Lena'osa. In other words, where is it more of a chidush that I don't have the psul of Misal Devakabotuma? The case of Lena'osa, the case of kinov, or are they the same? When Aos is a bigger chiddush. Why?
It's closer. You can't say something on the ground that doesn't go across the whole thing. It's schach.
When Aosa is more of a sikuch. And yet, it's not called sikuch. But why would you think it's more shech to be called mesachich? Why?
This is on like...
Because it's beautifying what? Structure. What's it? No, say better. Say more direct. What are you doing? What are you trying to decorate?
The schach.
The schach. It's doing something to the schach. You want to make a nicer schach. You want to look up at the schach and not see wood. You want to see a nice sheet. It looks like the sky face. You want to whatever. You want to beautify the schach. So beautifying the schach could be called mesachich. You know, if you're doing something for the tzorach of the schach, you're so that's also mesachich. It's for the schach. When you're putting it on mitaso, it's not shaykh to the schach. It's just for you. You want to have a nice little canopy over your bed when you're lying in your bed. So the case of kinof, I knew without Rav Chisda would not come under the psul mesach and without mekabel tumah. Says Rav Chisda, but I'm going to take further than that. The case of nishar is bedafka nishar. If it's gonna osa, even though it's gonna osa for the schach, but it's gonna osa. It's to beautify. It's not itself. The purpose is not for your protection. It's to beautify. Granted, beautifying the schach, but that's not called mesachich. Mesachich means that the reason you're putting it is to give you a haganah, protection. So I would say that it's not that Rashi only knew to say pshat in the Mishnah that kinof is a different soul because he saw the Gemara and he saw Rav Chisda's chidush. Rav Chisda's chidush is a chidush even after I know that kinof is not the din of the Mishnah of the first two cases. But Rav Chisda says, and neither is the case of Lena'osa a function of that halacha of mesachich, because again, it's not called mesachich. No, comes the next question, Rabosa. Okay, so the case of kinof is not called mesachich because he didn't spread it out for protection. The case of Lena'osa is not a case of mesachich because he didn't do for protection. The case of kinof is nonetheless puzzle. Why? Because it's called Olamafsik. No, so then why is it not Osa Kasher? What about the problem that you have of Gabi Kinof? What about the problem of Olamafsik? Chor, a good question. Come that we're building the sugya. We have in the Mishnah three cases of Pasul. We saw Pshat and Rashi. The first two cases have one idea, which you have to explain better. Mesach B'dam Mekabel Tumah. We have the third case of Kinof. It's based on Olamafsik. It doesn't have the problem of Mesach B'dam Mekabel Tumah. Comes up Chizda and says, what else doesn't have the case, the problem of Mesach Adam Kabutumah? The case of Lena'osa, when you spread it by the Schach to beautify the Schach. Okay, but let that have the problem that Kinof has.
Maybe it's not separated from the
Schach. So here, let's come back to the three words of Rashi that we skipped over before. Now, Chor, that's going to be the key in the Rashi. Let's explain it now. But you're anticipating very well. Rashi added a few words in the case of Kinof, and this may be what Rashi was trying to get. Medaik and Rashi, you see the beauty of every word of Rashi. Rashi said something for a reason. Maybe this is, we have to know if we're learning right Pshat and Rashi, but in terms of the Havan of it. But Rashi said it for a reason, no doubt. Rashi says, Gabi Kinof, Uporeis Alein Sadin, Ve'erchikon Minaschach. So we have to know what's Rashi doing with this. When you spread the sadin, agabi kinof, it's at a distance from the schach. L'chor Rashi is saying something important about the psul that we're discussing in the third case of the Mishnah, which is a distinct psul from mesachich davim kabutoma. It's not going to be that. It's going to be a psul of ol mafsik. And Rashi says, what's the case? Hirchika minaschach. L'chor, that's going to be the answer to our kasha, that the case of Lena'osa is not in a distance from the schach, it's mamish close to the schach. And that's why it's not going to have this problem of omasi. But what did Rashi mean? Rashi is very, very vague. Hirchikan, what does Rashi mean? Hirchikan, at what point? What would be the intuitive way to explain Rashi? Hirchikan, what's called hirchikan? What distance, what merchak are we dealing with? So what would be the natural default that you'd start thinking about when Rashi says hirchikan without giving you a shiur? What should Rashi mean? What could Rashi mean? Kamayehei, very good. The Gemara earlier on the Amud. Rashi doesn't have to say anything because we already have a Gemara that talks about harchak, haflaga. Now it's interesting. This is a bit of a chiddush. The Gemara is asking that question. Kamihei benogia, what issue? For sukkah tachas sukkah. Sukkah tachas sukkah. In order to be called sukkah tachas sukkah, that it shouldn't be Rashi says shnei schachin. How much should be distance? We have tefach. One opinion. Rav Huna's opinion. Rav Chizkiya says four. And we have now this opinion of Shmuel, of Kesher Kach Psula. When Rashi doesn't tell you that it should be Rachok min haschach, Bechor Rashi means, go. I don't have to tell you, you saw it before. But the Gemara was talking Sukkah Tachasuk. But Rashi explained, in other words, because if it's not going to be that distance, let's take the second opinion, four tfachim, it's going to be like one schach. So Bechor Rashi would be borrowing that lundis and infusing it and applying it to the halacha of Ol Mafsik as well. I have to say, Ol Mafsik, it may not be identical in terms of the sukkah tachas sukkah, although some Rishonim do make the connection. But l'chayra, it's a different idea. It's Ol Mafsik. That's the way Rashi phrased it over here. But at the same time, if the gap is not going to be, let's say, four tfachim, the same way we won't call it sukkah tachas sukkah because it's like chatzchacha, according to Rav Huna, if it's not a tefach, it's called chaschacha. So in order to say that you're in a separate OL, you're not in the OL of the sukkah, it means that it has to be that this OL is distanced from the schach of the sukkah a certain measure, a certain amount. If it's not within that amount, then you're still called that you're in the sukkah. It's not kove Hashem la'atmo as a separate OL from the sukkah if it's too close to the schach. So Rashi doesn't have to tell you what the shiur is. Rashi knows that you have the Gemara before that gives us the amount of haflaga by sukkah by tachas sukkah. So Rashi is going to come out, it comes out very interesting in the Mishnah. Comes out, you have two different psulim in the Mishnah, and each one has its parameters. Namely, you have the first two cases that are possible, Necham and Nishar, based on Mesach and Dav Mekabel Tumah. That problem is limited to when you do it for the sake of Sikuch. Not for for Haganah, not for Lina'osa, for example. But at the same time, that problem exists even when it's what? Even when it's flush with the schach. You know, it's l'maisa. It could be very nice, very close to the schach. That is a problem. Mesachich b'dav mekabel tumah. Then comes the next case in the Mishnah, Gabi Kinov. There, the problem would not be one of Mesachich b'dav mekabel tumah. Why? Because you're not doing it. You're not doing it for schach. You're doing it for convenience, for noi. But there, the problem is a problem of Ol Mafsik. But when is there a problem of Ol Mafsik? Only when it's muf, when it's rachuk ben aschach, whatever it is, for tfachim, according to that opinion. In the case of Lena Osa, it's completely kasha. Why? Because I have neither of these two psulim. Mesachich, it's not because your agenda was Lena Osa, not to create protection. Neither is it a problem of Ol Mafsik because it's not Rochok Ben Aschach. That would be maybe the way to work out the Mishnah according to Rashi. So every word in Rashi is Meduyik. It's interesting. Rav Chizda himself says Lena'osa is Kasher. And what is his Shita earlier? His Shita earlier is Dalit. And it's also interesting. Rav Chizda himself also appears on Chesam Ebeis. When you talk about sikuch as opposed to lena'osa, it has to be l'shem hagana. What do we have of chizn ches in the days? Michael chasa, right, by ganvach. What do chizn say? What's called kil chasa? V'hu shasa'a l'tzeil. Tzeil means for shade, for protection. This yisod of chizda. Lena'osa is kasher. It's not called misachich if it's lena'osa. Misachich is a solid sale, that's of Chizda before. And again, in terms of the issue of old Mafsik, we'll say like of Chizda earlier, that if it's not Dalid, it's not Rachuk Dalid, it would be viewed as one with the Schach of the Sukkah itself. It wouldn't be an old Mafsik, just like it wouldn't be Sukkah Gabi Sukkah.
Yeah. We asked why, what's the difference between Sukkah and Elon? Elon doesn't require any haflaga. So sudden is even further from schach than Elon. So it sounds like inherently, even if it's chofta, it also would have a shem ha'atzma, just like an Elon would.
Let's ask the following question. This may be what you're asking. The case of Elon, why isn't Elon disqualified? Sukkah tachas ha'Elon is a pasuk. Sukkah is silasa meruba mechamasa. And that's the problem of sukkah shetachas se'ila. What do you need to come on to that problem? Why not say that it's possible because a misach, no, masik. No, masik is when you have the sukkah on top. Why do you say it's possible because a misachich v'davar ha-mekabel tuma, chumar? Let it be the problem of Pirus al Sadin. You put the Sadin over the Schach, it's possible because of Mesach Dabra Kabbal Tuma. Okay, so let the Elon, Tachas Elon, be that problem. We don't know what the marker for this problem is, and we don't really know the parameters yet, because clearly you have enough Schach without it. But Rashi says, the first two cases of Mishnah pose a problem of Mesach Dabra Kabbal Tuma. No, so let Sukkah Tachas Elon be that problem. So you're asking a little bit?
I was asking about the
Fogish.
We asked why.
That's the Rashah. What about a Fogish? We'll get to it. Wait, because the end of the Rashah, we're going to get to that Fogish in a second with the Yesh Mefarshim. Wait with it. We'll get to that Fogish in a second. What you're asking with a Fogish, why Sukkah doesn't need a Fogish? Elon doesn't need a Fogish.
No. We answered Elon doesn't need a Fogish because it's inherently different.
Right.
So why should it be any different by a sudden? A sudden is less similar to a Sukkah than a Elon.
I understand. Right. But. Well, you're going to raise that question in the next part of the Rashi anyway, so hold on to the Yesh Mefarshim. So just wait. But what about this question? Why would you have this problem with Sachech, the Dava Kabotoma, the Dava Apostle Sach by you? What do you think? Yeah?
I think it's like when you put the sun, it's almost like you're like changing the stock itself, like you're making it.
In other words, it's not called mesachich. In other words, mesachich means it's a chetz of schach, but it's pasuf of schach. Elon, it's pasuf, but it's not called mesachich. But it's just Elon. It's just it so is tachas Elon. That's the definition. It's mufka from being schach. It's not just. I mean, even though it's mechuber, it's a psul mechuber, but it's. It's not pshat pasul schach. It's not schach. That's what you mean. It's like it's non schach. It's not pasul for schach. It's what you're saying. Even though it's going from the aspecha. What?
Also, just physically, like here, you're wrapping your schach. So now your schach is the sadik, whereas there you have your schach and then you have an
ilam. Here and there. Okay, so it's not mesachich. Yeah, could be. Also, yeah.
That's just on the
start. We'll get to the start. The first intuitive, we don't know what this psul mesachich v'davar is all about. The first instinct is to say, what is Rashi trying to say? What is the problem of mesachich? It's a problem of mitzdarif. Schach pasla, schach kash. That would be the first intuitive way to explain it, right? But what's the big major problem with that?
Rashi didn't call it that.
What?
Rashi
didn't quote it, number one. Rashi didn't say those words. Good. That's a major problem. What's another major problem? It's just a slight little difficulty. Rashi means that. Rashi just didn't say it. But more than that, Rashi on Tesson and Beis says Mefurish twice on Tesson and Beis that the problem of Mitzdar Schach Pasu Weizchach Kasher is only when? It's only when
it's
not. It's only when I don't have enough. See, I have Chamasim Ruba and Schach Kasher. And then I need the schach pasa to be mashlim the shir to get to tzilas ha-meruba. But if I have tzilas ha-meruba independent of the schach pasa, Rashi says there's no problem with mitzdarif.
Unless he was chozer.
The Rav Yod thought that Rashi was chozer and Dav Yud. But Rashi Tesson Beis had to rim shot in this Mishnah too. So what are you going to gain? I mean, so Rashi Tesson Beis also had a shot in the Mishnah. So he had a whole different shot in the Mishnah. I mean, whoever Rashi is wearing the Mishnah, Rashi Tesson Beis, before he was Chozer, also had to wear a Mishnah. And if Rashi gives you what he thinks is a Pshat in the Mishnah, presumably that wasn't going to shift. Right? So, yeah. Especially if he wasn't Chozer, so then, it was only by Gemara Mechav that he said it. So then Mitzdarif wouldn't apply. So what exactly is it mean? We'll come to that. I want to first read a little more in the Gemara. But we have another piece of Rashi. Rashi goes as follows. V'yesh Mefarshim. This is Rashi brings from Mishonim. Yesh Mefarshim, time of the Psula. It was different than what we just said. We talked about Mipnei Hacham, Mipnei Nishar, as being possible because of what problem? Mesachech b'davar mekabel tuma. Okay, we have to fully explain it, but this is what Rashi has been saying. Some say, yesh mefarshim, taima de psula mishum shnei schachim. So Rashi tells you that the problem in the Mishnah of sadin, b'pnei achama, where did you put the sadin? B'pnei achama? Over the schach. B'pnei anishar, you put the sadin where? Under the schach. In both cases, the problem is the problem of shnei schachim. So, by the way, we see also that shnei schachim is not dafka when you put the schach parcel above. If it can be put the schach parcel below. We saw Kein Zeh in Bailatish. The Rashi discusses the Latish case, and we were learning up Shan Rashi, the case of the Latish. We have those whatever vestiges of the roof, and then you put schach kasha over it. And Rashi tells you that would be okay, and we understood Pshat and Rashi that the issue Rashi was dealing with was not the issue of Mitzdaref, but was the issue of Shnei Schachim, which was for Rashi the problem of Soketacha Sabai, Soketacha Seilan, and even though the order there is at the bottom was the Schach Pasel. I think you see also that the Shnei Schachim doesn't mean that it has to be that the second Schach or the Pasel Schach is above. It could be either way. It could be either way. So that's how the issue of Pershim learned. Before we see Rashi's kasha on this, so that would be the case of Ne'achama, the Pnei Anishar, Shnei Schachin. And what about the rest of the Mishnah? And what about Lina Osa? Let's talk about Rav Chisda. So what would be the Pshat? And why would Lina Osa would be kasher? Why? I mean, what about Shnei Schachin? Ah, in other words, the surah of the Mishnah, the template is the same. Within the Yesh Mefarshim, the template that we just set up in Rashi is not going to change. Namely, that the case of the first two cases is a problem of one nature. Then you have a Gabi Kinof, which is not going to have that problem. Gabi Kinof is not going to have the problem of, let's say, Shnei Schachin. Why not? Because it was for Noi, it was not for Lishetuch, it wasn't for protection. So it's not called Shnei Schachin. Rather, the problem would be because of Olam Mafsik. Comes up Chizda and says, what else wouldn't be a problem of Shnei Schachin? When you did a Lina Osa. That's also not for the sake of Schach, therefore be kasher. So everything is going to follow the same Cheshbon that we had in the Rashi, in his own Pshat. The question is, what exactly is that first psul in the Mishnah, for the first two cases of the Mishnah? So Rashi was learning the problem is Misachich B'davah Mekabel Tumah. And Rashi is quoting a Yesh Mefarshim, that the reason for those two cases is Shnei Schachim. And this Rashi disagrees. The Eifshar, Rashi says that would not be correct. The Imkain, the Rav Chisda is one who says that it's Pasul in the Mishnah, but only the Anishar is Pasul, not the other cases. The Imkain, Rav Chisda, lo mipsel ele Imkain mufrud dalet. According to Rav Chisda, it would only be Pasul if it's separated by Dalet Tfachim. The Ha'il Amar Le'il Abba, he said by the case of Sukkah Gabi Sukkah, which is Nei Schachin problem, there has to be a Haflaga of four Tfachim. And that would be the only case that you'd have the problem in the first two cases of the Mishnah. The Kevah de Mifri Gidalid, Sura Matzila Meima Avona Osak Sheira. But then, if that's the case that these cases are Mufrig Dalet, then how could Rav Chisda say Lina Osa would be kasher? In the case of Mufrig Dalet, the Rav Chisda holds will be pasul even Lina Osa. Do ha'il pasul kaman benoy sukkah mufragin dalet min aschach mishum shnei schachin. Those last three words also interesting because Rashi on the base doesn't say shnei schachin. Rashi says, if you see the Gemara on the base, but Rav Chisda pasuls noy sukkah hamufragin min aschach dalet. Because of all mafsik. Interesting that Rashi is using the word Shnei Schachin here. Rabbeinu Peretz quotes Rashi without these three words, Mishnim Shnei Schachin. When he quotes Rashi, who asks the Kasha of Yesh Mefarshim from Rav Chisda to Kaman, Rashi, he just quotes Rashi as saying, Da'il pasul kaman benoy sukkah mefogin dal neschach, period. But what is Rashi's Kasha? That you can't learn Pshat in the first two cases of the Mishnah, let's say Nishar and Chama, that the psul is Shnei Schachin. Because then Rashi holds the case of schach pasul and top of schach kasher or bunvi schach kasher would only be a problem of shnei schachin if there's a haflaga of dalet. And if that's the case, Gnaosa for Rav Chisda would be the same problem. Wouldn't be any better. That's Rashi's question. No, what did the Yesh Mefarshim hold? Yesh Mefarshim learned Pshat in Bepnei HaNeshar of Shnei Schachim. So what do you, does that mean the Chore has to be Dalit? And then how could Gnaosa be better if Chisda holds otherwise? What we have to say? Yeah?
If you made it for protection, you don't need the distance?
Why would you need distance?
Specific, like we said, by the Elon.
No, we're talking Bnei HaNeshar. So why is that?
It's considered its own protection. Somebody wouldn't need that distance. For noise.
When you have Sukkah Gabi Sukkah, you need Hafgaga. It's also protection. Sukkah Gabi Sukkah needs Kama Yehe. It's also protection. So why would they, how could they explain the Mishnah based on Shnei Schachim? Rashi's Kasha is unbelievable. Rav Chisda passes even by Noi in that case. Apparently they would hold, you would not need Haflaga here. Why not? You would not need a distance of 4 Tfachim by Schach Pasu. It would still be called Shnei Schachim. That seems to be the way to go. When do you need Hakama Yehei if it's Schach Kasher and more Schach Kasher? So Tzuka Gavi Tzuka. That Shnei Schachim is not Shnei Schachim unless there's a distance of 4 Tfachim, let's say, between the two. But if I have schach kosher and I have schach pasul, that's called shnei schachin even without distance. What would be the svar for this? We may have mentioned this once. The Meiri says this. Meiri says it, and the Aruch HaNer is machaven to it as well. Shnei schachin, what makes it shnei schachin? If they're both schach kosher, then what makes it shnei schachin and not one integrated schach is the distance. Kama yehei. Otherwise, they're considered to be one schach because they're both kosher. However, schach pasul, which by definition is, you know, it means it's the antithesis of schach kosher. You can't mix it together. To the contrary, schach pasul is no good for schach. So, in order for schach pasul is naturally a second schach because it is the exact opposite of schach kosher. So, even without having the distance of 4 tfachim is shnei schachim because schach pasul by definition is distinct and separate because this is kosher, this is pasul. The fact that it's pasul schach is enough to view it as a second schach even without having the 4 tfachim in between. This is what the Meiri and the Aruch HaNer both say within the Yesh Mefarshim. The Meiri, Lashon HaMeiri, is sulo gorem lo liten lo shem b'fnei atzmo. The Meiri is going here that the problem is one of Shnei Schachin. The Afa Pisha Ilu Haya Schach Kosha Haya Kod Kischach Echad Pisulo Gorem Lo Litingo Shem Bifnei Atzma. In the Aruch HaNer, he didn't quote the Meiri, he didn't have the Meiri, but he quotes the Rashi. The EF Shirashi says the Imkin Rav Chisda, Tzarach Yishev with Asa Yesh Mefarshim. Says the Aruch HaNer, when he is Daiti Kfar Yishev Rashi Gufazeh, B'meshe Nosan Tam L'il, that what do you need to have to be in Schach L'Schach? Rashi said, Asvara, the Imlo Kain Chad Aschachu. Rashi gave the reason, why do you need Kamayeh? What's the Kamayeh question based on? That we shouldn't consider it the low name, Rashi says, in the Dimash Kamayeh, the low name of Chad Sukkahu. He says in Cain, "Zeh shayach dafkei shnei schachim midvarm ksheirim l'schach." But if one is pasul, like over here, so to the contrary, it's obviously it's going to be separate. If you consider chad schach, then you're not in schach kasha. You have schach pasul there. So obviously, by definition, it's separate. He's basically saying this from the Meiri. Psula gorem lo. So Rashi apparently disagrees. Rashi holds that when it comes to schach pasul, to be pasul mishum shnei schachin would also require the distance. And yet, let's come back to the Mashal's kasha and the Balita's kasha and the Rishonim's kasha. Yet, when it comes to tachas ha'ilan, sukkah tachas ha'ilan, we don't find the Gemara asking the question kami ha'ben sukkah le'ilan. The psul of tachas ha'ilan exists even if there's no distance. And how does Rashi learn pshat in the psul of tachas ha'ilan? So there are Rishonim who learn it, so it's Sukkah Tachas HaIlan based on what's the Rav Yod reveals approach about Ita's approach? What's the psul tochukatachas ha'ilon? It's mitzdaret schach pasul, and even if you have enough schach lamata, but it's going to cancel out what's kenegdo. So therefore, it doesn't matter that it's that there's nothing, no distance. It's not shnei schachin. It's a different halacha. So obviously, you don't need to deal with a separation. But Rashi didn't learn that way. Rashi learns that the psul of ilon tachas ha'ilon, the psul shnei schachin. So it's interesting. When it comes to schach pasul, Rashi Yod, you do need the separation between the kosh neischach. And yet, when it comes to sukkatacha sa'ilan, so you have to say that Rashi holds that even if you don't have the four tfachim, let's say in between, it's also kosh neischach. And what would be the svara? We gave a svara at the time. Ilan. Ilan, by its own definition, by its nature, because it's a chefza of tzeil. Ilan is its own inherently. What is an ilan? Ilan is a dover that osa tzeil. That's the definition of an ilan. So a sukkatachas ilan, it's like I have a second schach here because it's an ilan. The ilan's mitzius gives it. It's, you know, rather than saying psulo gorim lo, Rashi doesn't hold. And the Iri says a lashon. Psulo gorim lo to be viewed as a separate schach. No, Rashi doesn't buy that. Even by the schach pasul, it's schach. And it's a separate schach only because it's separated by the four tfach. But ilan is a second schach because it's an ilan. An ilan is a distinct entity. So if I have schach of a sukkah and I have an ilan above it, I have two schach and I have the schach of the sukkah and I have an ilan. An ilan is a metzius bifnei atzmo. That's a second schach. Lo mishanef. It's four tfachim or not four tfachim. Ilan is kovei hashem atzmo because an ilan is a chefs of something that makes schach. So an ilan's definition gives it a shem shnei schachim because it's an ilan. Whereas if you're talking about schach, lo shna schach kosher, lo shna schach pasul, Rashi will hold, requires the distance to kosher shnei schachim. Otherwise, it's one schach. And the Meiri and the Yesh Mepharshim, they're going to say no. Even by schach pasul, because psulo gorim lo, it's called a second schach even without the fourth tfachim. That's how it's going to cheshben out with the Rashi. Rashi didn't like the Yesh Mepharshim because Rashi holds you still needed to have dalet tfachim, in which case lena osa wouldn't be kosher in the same case of dalet tfachim of chizda otis pasul. Yeah.
And for Rashi, why is sudden any less inherently different than an ilan?
Because an ilan, by its very definition, by its very mitzvah, is a chefza, that's something that's made so. A sadin could be used for a lot of things. A sadin is not, by its very creation, by its existence, a chefza of a made so. You're using it in the capacity of creating a sale for yourself right now. But that's not going to be viewed as a distinct schach unless it's separated from the schach of the sukkah. But if a schach of the sukkah comes into contact with an ilan, that's two. I see two things. I see the schach of the sukkah, and I see a second schach of ilan. Ilan is a distinct entity of schach because it's an ilan. It's a unique svar because an ilan, when it is, it's always a second schach because it's an ilan. By schach pasul, wouldn't be that way. The Meiri svar is not because it's schach pasul that it doesn't need a haflaga. It is a separate schach because it's as kosher as a pasul. Rashi doesn't accept that. But by Ilan, Rashi would hold that it's called a second schach regardless.
Rashi set it up, though, as the issue of Haflaga with the low name of Chatzot.
Right, the low name of Chatzot.
If you have a blanket and schach, you're definitely not going to say Chatzot.
No, we're not talking about how a person would imagine it. We're talking about Lamdish. In other words, it has to be seen as a second Dav HaMesachich. Otherwise, it's like it's one schach. I have a sadin, you can have another problem, sadin kavu tumah. But in terms of shnei schachin, if the distance is not enough to be kovea, that it's mahil on a separate area, so it's not a second schach. The fact that this is kosher, this is pasul, is not enough to define it as a distinct and separate schach. You have to have the distance. Ilan is different. Menachem, you hear because you were tiny this morning about this question, right? Tumuli, no, you hear it? You're makabu, you're not makabu.
Adam gave an interesting, I hate to call Adam out, but he said an interesting chiluk in Metzias. It's just, Rebbe was wanting to say that the Elon itself is more Metziastic. Like, at the end of the day, there's a big wind that comes, like, it blows off the Sabbath. Right? But the Elon itself, like, it's not going anywhere. Like, it's
you're getting more of an explanation.
The answer. Meaning, otherwise, I hear Eitan's Taina at the end of the day. I mean, wouldn't make a sound to be mega. Why else do you make a sound?
It has 101 uses. What do you mean?
What else?
It's always the test you show. Meaning from whatever it is. It's
no.
What else is it for?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It could be protecting something else. I mean,
but it's always L'chaim.
L'chaim. But this is inextricably linked to its definition. Elon is like Silcha Na'e. That's an Elon. Silcha Na'e. Elon. Remember? Silcha Na'e. Lema Mesayei Alei. The Gemara says, let's bring a riot to Rav Chisda. Before we do the Tosus, we have to go a few more lines in the Gemara. Then we'll try to flesh out Rashi a little more, and then get to Tosus, see how Tosus differs. Lema Mesayei Alei, let's bring a riot to Rav Chisda from the following Braisa. Says as follows, Sichcha Kilchasa. If you made a sukkah properly with Tzchach, and then you added Noi Sukkah V'itra V'kramim, Ubesadinin hamitsuyarim, that's going to be the key word that Gemara is going to harp on. And you decorated it with kramin, and Rashi says, kramin hamitsuyarim, maise oreg, something woven, kigon bigde tzivonim, like clothing, colored clothing. Ubesadinin hamitsuyarim, Rashi had the word mitsuyarim apparently twice, right? We have the kramin, which are the woven, the gadim. And then we have Sadina Mitzuyar, unless you say it's modifying both words, so it's really the same thing as Rashi. Rashi has it twice. The Sadina Mitzuyarim, meaning Shetzurasan Boletas. It's a different type of making it. Either here it comes out from the actual sheet, Kigo Masi Roke, Masi Ore, whatever it is. It's all decorative. The Talaba, another thing you can use for nice sukkah, Talaba Egozim, Shkedim, nuts, Afarsikin, Rimonim, Parchila Novim. These are all fruits, vataros shoshibolin, stalks, yenos shmanim beslatos, wines, oils, flowers. How do you hang that? Rashi says, obviously in a vessel. Nostim bekosos shoshuchis rinoi. You put the wine, the oil in a glass, and again, maybe it's covered so it won't tip over, whatever it is, and it's hanging in the sukkah. So all these things are nice sukkah, and the Braisa says the din is that it's asr bahana, asr estapik mehen, ad mutsa yom tavachon shel chag. You're not allowed to be nene. You're not allowed to use these various things, which are nois sukkah, all the way through the end of Shmini Atzeres. Not just through sukkahs, even through Shmini Atzeres. That's the inyan of huksa mitzvaso. That applies to the nois sukkah. We saw this on Daf Tesamid Aleph. The Braisa continues, V'himisna aleya makofi tno. If you make the Tanai before Ben Hashmashes is coming in, then you can make the Tanai in Ibodel, Rashi explains, then it works. Then you can make a Tanai. Rashi says, akofi tno, kigon de Omar. Right? As long as the case would be, for example, you said, any Ibodel men ko Ben Hashmashes shayom tov harishon. De lo chal kedusha layo. The kedusha would not take effect. And no other tanai would work. So we saw already, we spoke in a daf test, this is a machlokis Rashi and Tosis. What kind of din is this? By Noi Sukkah. Is it a din d'oraisa or is it a din d'rabbanan? Rashi learns huksa mitzvasa, we went back to the Rashi daf lamed zayin, who remembers, according to Rashi, what's the halacha of atzei sukkah surim b'ana and huksa mitzvasa? It's all one. The Torah's din, the Raisa, is a basis, basically because of Huksa Mitzvasa. And Noi Sukkah, since you're Mevatel to the Sukkah, it has the same halacha of a din of Huksa Mitzvasa, the Raisa. According to Tosis, Huksa Mitzvasa means by definition the Rabbanan. So the din, the Raisa, would be limited to actually Sukkah, whatever the amount, whether Rabbi Tam's Chita, the Reith's Chita, when it's Kayam, or whatever you need for the Hechsha Sukkah, the Tfanos. And then you have, beyond that, din of huksa mitzvasa drabanan, and so too, you'd have the nois sukkah being drabanan as well. You have the svarbizi mitzvah that Tosis brings in. Yeah, either way, that's the machlokas about the nature of the halacha of asur estapik, which the Braisa tells us includes Yom Tov HaAcharon, including Shmini Atzeres. So why would bring this as a writer of Chisda? Because among the things that I mentioned that you used to decorate the sukkah is what? What's key to this brisa for the Gemara's Vaya? Sadinim. Sadinim. So Rashi points out, katanim niyat sadinim, vayinu siyat. So how do you know? Because if you don't hold Rav Chisda, then the sukkah, you can't have sadinim. Right? Upasal. So maybe the sukkah is pasal. How do you know the sukkah is kasher? What?
It wouldn't be
aser. It wouldn't be aser. It's only aser because it becomes part of a sukkah kshera. Yeah? Well, first of all, sichah kilchasa, right? Sichah kilchasa sounds like it's a kasher sukkah. That's number one. And then we can say, we are saying, it's only, it's batu to the sukkah because it becomes aser because the huksa mitzvah because it's batu to the sukkah. So the sukkah has to be kasher sukkah. So obviously the sukkah is kasher. And yet you have sardinim hanging. So you see that lina'osa doesn't pose a problem of what we have in the Mishnah. So Rav Chisda is proven from the Braisa. So what deflects the raya? Dilma min hatsad. Maybe the case is that you were hanging it not next to the schach, but min hatsad, from the side, meaning by the tfanos. Min hatsad litfanos kamar, Rashi says. But if you'd hang the sardinim, you'd hang the sheets above by the schach, then perhaps, I see now Rav Chisda, a malach, then I would say, even if the agenda was for Noi, again, Rashi, what do you see in Rashi? The problem that we're dealing with, Rav Chisda is coming to Afuke by the Naosa, is what problem? That through and through Rashi's idea. And the Gemara is deflecting the raya. Maybe the case is minatsad, not if it was a mala. Meanwhile, if it was minatsad, what do you see? Derech agav in Rashi, that noy sukkah minatsad would become batal and become aser. To what? What's the batal to? What are you putting it? Where are you putting it? Adjacent to what? To tfanas. So what does it tell you about the iser of? And according to Rashi, the yisod of the noy sukkah is with batal to the sukkah. But now it's batu to what? To tfanos. So what does Rashi hold about the tfanos? That the din of atzei sukkah applies to tfanos too. Presumably, if the noy sukkah raser because the batu to wherever you're putting it, and now in this case, we're saying it's not sat on the tfanos. So Rashi would have to hold that the tfanos machokis between the who and who? The Rambam and the Rush. Whether the iser of atzei sukkah applies to tfanos. And this Rashi, this Gemara, but Rashi holds noise because it's batu to the to whatever it is, so chor the tfanos would also be us. Itmar, we learned, noy sukkah, ein mematin besukkah. Noy sukkah do not take away from the shiurim of the sukkah, meaning in terms of the gova. Rashi explains, ein mematin kramim haprusim lamala. You have again these woven begadim that are hanging above linoy. And as a result of that, now you want to know, can you count, do you count the height of the sukkah from the floor until the schach, or maybe you count it from the floor until where these sheets are hanging? So, ein mematin begvor be'esrim l'achshira. If the sukkah is above 20, but now if you go from the floor up, and you get to where the noy is hanging, you'll have it not l'malo me'esrim, maybe it should be kasher, so what do we say, ein mematin? Sukkah remains a problematic sukkah. It's not called part of the schach. The ischach havi, because were it to be viewed schach, again, havi mifsula mishum mekabutumah. Because the whole point is, linoy is not called schach, it's not called misachich, therefore it's not memait. That's if that's to be memaited to make it kosher from omal meyasim to be kosher. The answer is it's not going to do that because it's not schach, it's something else. The lower posla, and it also won't be might to make it pasul, mishum mekabel tumba. I'm sorry, the lower posla, I'm sorry, mishum chusam yud. If let's say the sukkah is now yud tvachim, and now if you consider the noy that's below the schach, and it's considered to be mesachich, so then you have a problem, because now the height from the floor to the schach is less than 10 tvachim. But the answer is, it's not going to be a problem. Why? Because noy sukkah are not viewed as eschach. That's why it's not called mesavda mekabutumma, and therefore it remains a kashra sukkah. So in both directions, it doesn't take away what the shear would be from floor to schach. That's in terms of the gova. Amar Ravashi uminatzad mematin. But in terms of the Meshech Sukkah, the Shear, the Meshech Sukkah, Zayin al Zayin, Noi Sukkah, even though they are not viewed as Schach, but they would end up detracting from the Shear Sukkah in terms of the Shear, the Meshech Sukkah. Meaning, I understand that the schach is not, that the noy is not called schach. But lemaisa, if it's there, it means that you don't have the same space that you'd have for Rosh Hashanah v'Shulchan. That's the Tosfos has discussed. What about Hutzin and so on? What about Chordif and Halachis vis-a-vis other things? Min Yumin, one more Gemara. Min Yumin is a name of a person who was a servant of Ravashi, Avdi de Ravashi. It Mishale Kitunta B'maya. Rashi says his shirt, his jacket got soaked in water, Nishora B'maya. It got all wet. So what did he do? B'ishtatcha Amitalalta. He spread it over the sukkah. Amitalalta is the sukkah. That's obviously not a problem of being nene from the sukkah. We see derech agav, right? We just, what are the parameters of being nene from the atzei sukkah? Here it's over the schach. So we had the taz, we discussed what's called being nene. The fact that he's spreading it over the sukkah didn't seem to be a problem. If you assume he did it over sukkahs, right? Chomoyed or whenever it was. There's one pshat in the Miri that was before sukkahs, but l'chore, if it's on sukkahs, that's the pashtus. That's not called being nene from the sukkah. So anyway, but what was the problem that Ravashi had with this? Amal Ravashi, Dali, take it away. Dilo Leimru, that people shouldn't now come away and say, Kamisachi Bedava Makabotuma. That you are Misachi. Now, was he really being Misach the Makabotuma? No, why not? Because he was putting it there, why? To dry. But Lemaisa, people don't always know what he's doing it for. So therefore, people are going to have the mistake that you can Misach the Makabotuma. But people can see that it's all wet, so people are not going to think it's for that. People know you put it there to dry it, because it's wet. No, I'm telling you, again, this is what he asked Ravashi himself, and Ravashi responds, no, I'm telling you, meaning take it off when it gets dry, because that's when people are going to make the mistake. It's clearly not for schach. That's when you take it away. Okay, so Rabosai, what do we have here? Yeah.
Let's go back and ask questions. How would the Miri explain the question that we have, why Krista wouldn't have an issue of oral mastic?
That it doesn't need to have the hefsik of Rabat Fachim, because the fact that the Orchon Air, same thing, because this is Chach Pasim. And this schach kasher, they're by definition two schachim.
When Rav Chisda says that for noy it would be kasher, why would it be?
No, because the point is that the case that would be kasher by noy is if it's not dalet fach. That's the point. Ooh. The reason why Rashi had the kasher is because if you're going to limit the psul of pnei hanishar, which is shnei schachim, the case of dalet, muflag in dalet, then Rav Chisda couldn't say that in that case, then I also would be kosher. But if I say that the case, no, but if I, the only problem Rav Chisda has by Noi Sukkah is in Mufagin Dalet. If it's not Mufagin Dalet, Noi Sukkah is not a problem. It's not all Mafsik if it's not Mufagin Dalet. So therefore, it's going to be, the Naosu is kosher, but the other case of Nishar would be Pasul when it's not Dalet. And yet you'd have a Shnei Schachin problem.
But if you explain the Yishma portion there, yeah. That you don't need any
aflaga
for
schach. That's right. So why would noy not be shnei schach? It's not schach. What do you mean? In other words, it's not a problem. That's only whatever the problem is. It's only by dat meflagin gal. That's what Chisda says later on.
So we answer Rashi.
So that's what I said to you. This Yesh Mefarshim, why is Agabi Kinof a problem? Why is it not Osa Kasher? Forget anything. According to Yesh Mefarshim, why does Kinof not have the problem of the other two cases? Why is it not Osa Kasher completely? According to Yesh Mefarshim, the answer is the same as Rashi in that regard. that the problem of the first two cases is limited to when you put it there for the sake of sikach. Whereas in the case of kinof, it's not for sikach. So you have to come out to a new problem for olmafsik. In the case of noi, it's not going to be olmafsik, and it's not going to be a problem of sikach either. What is the problem of sikach of that you need l'shem sikach for Rashi? Dover makabel tumah, seldom makabel tumah for the ish parshim shnei schachim. The way it's going to lay out is going to be the same. The machlokes between Rashi and Mefarshim is, do we have a problem of Shnei Schachin if there's no hefsek between them? So this is what comes up. But we have to ask ourselves a very simple question. What is this unique problem that Rashi keeps repeating again and again throughout? We read all the Gemaras, the Mishnah and the Gemara, and then again in Amud Beis. The problem in the Mishnah, the Shar, and presumably the case of Chama as well, is a problem called Mesachech B'davim Mekabel Tumah. What does that mean? After all, the case is built in. It's a kasher sukkah. I have kasher schach. It's silasim ruv mechamasa. We said according to Rashi. This is all going to change when we get to Tosis. So keep that in mind for tomorrow. Tosis has different way of reading the Mishnah. But Rashi is clearly understanding the case of the Mishnah, that the schach that you put that's kosher is silasim ruv mechamasa. So what's the problem then? So you put schach asad in there. Below, above, and it's called Misachich. So what? But I have Schach Kosh.
Go back for 1 second to what
Eitan
was saying. Is it possible we're learning the Yishma Parshim slightly different than the Nigiri? We want to say that in the case of Kinofos, he would learn the same way as Rashi. Does.
That's what I'm suggesting.
Right, but I don't think the Nigiri says that. The Nigiri, it could be, maybe I'm wrong, but the Nigiri says, Shepiri Sadin Agave Kinofos, who Techilas Arbukum Dison. He's touching
the all three of the same halacha.
All exactly.
It's all
shnei schachim according to the Miri. It's not clear in the Yishma Farshim. It could be the Yishma Farshim.
Right. I hear what you're saying. Maybe the Iri Davku learns it's all one halacha. Okay. But we could certainly learn on our own. The Yishma Farshim is basically the same as Rashi. I hear. You could be right. But Rabosai, I want to understand something. We can't leave Shia today. If you don't have some way to put Rashi in perspective, right? What does this mean? What does this mean? Because this is and Tosa's not going to even be so for such an idea. Tosa's going to ask Kashas and Rashi, like, it's a different wavelength. Rashi is Machadish something unique here. There's a psul, a misal demakabu tumma, but not when all you have is a demakabu tumma. I have a kosher sukkah with kosher tzchach with enough tzel, yeah? And now what? Now I lay out something with same sikoch for protection, nechama above, nishar below, and now it's something which is a sadin gam kabutuma, and now it's called a pasul sukkah. Why? Mesachech b'dava mekabutuma. But what does that mean? What kind of problem is that? I have kosher sukkah. Okay, I think we're getting warmer. I think so. Let's first show what it's not, okay? Then we'll try to say something. I mean, there can be a lot of kashas on this, but L'chor Rashi, no two ways about it, Rashi's saying something. I mean, the first instinct would be for everybody to say, this is the problem, the old problem that we've been discussing already, we've seen it already in Tesla days, called Mitzdaret Schach Paz by Schach Kash. We've been dealing with these issues already before. So the fact that you have schach pasu mixed with schach kasha, that spoils the schach kasha. But again, what's our difficulty? Why can't that be the simple way Rashi doesn't say it. Let's say the words mitzdarei. Moreover, Rashi says mefurish and tefillin beis not once but twice that problem is only when I don't have enough schach kasha. I need the schach pasu to get me to the point of silas meruba. If I have separate from the Schach Pasa, I have Silasa Meruba, there is no problem of Mitzdarev. Yes, Rashi in Daf Yudah Miralef by Lamala Mechav seems to disagree with that. So Rashi could have been Choser according to Rav Yah, but we still have to accommodate the Mishnah here and the Peshat of Rashi within Rashi Tesla Mebeis before he was Choser. And then we had a suggestion that Rashi was not really Choser. Rashi was saying what he said on Yudah Miralef based on the fact that it's Lamala Mechav. Lamala Mechav is a greater problem than Mitzdarev. It exists even when they have Silasa Meruba, but the problem of Schach Pasa is only when they have Chamasa Meruba. No, here it's Schach Pasa. So Chorim, it's Darif is not the issue. So what is the issue? So apparently, he's saying it one way, replacing the schach. Let's keep in mind. The problem of mitzdarev means I have schach kasher, and I have some schach pasul mixed in. How much schach pasul? So, whatever it is, a little bit. The schach pasul, if you take that in terms of its dimensions, what are its proportions? Presumably, chamasim rubim mitzilasim. But that chamasim mitzilasim gets mixed with the schach kasher. Either it's mashing the shear, or even if I have the shear, maybe it passels, but it's because it's coming in to the schach hakasher and it spoils it. This is something different. Here the pshat is, I'm taking a separate entity of schach. I have schach kasher, fine. Now I take something which is its own schach of tzilasa mirub mechamas. A sadim means it's covering the whole length of the sukkah. I have schach pasul that's creating tzilasa mechamas of schach pasul. That mitzius of being mesachich b'davar mekabel tuma is itself a posel in the sukkah. This is not the same idea of mitzdarif b'hadis schach kasher. It's its own tzul. The makoros for this we have to figure out. I don't know, Rashi doesn't give us a makor. But it seems to be saying, this idea that there is an idea, there's a problem separate from mitzdarif. That's a different issue. But when I take a schach pasul and I have enough schach that would cover a sukkah in and of itself, and I take that chetzos schach pasul and I put it on a sukkah, I've created a pasul sukkah. I have schach kasher here. Doesn't matter. If I'm a sachich, but I'm a kabotuma, it's not just if I'm making my sukkah with the kabotuma, the schach can't count. It's not just that it won't, that it doesn't give you the hechsher. It's a posa. It labels a sukkah psula. You want to say, I'm placing the old schach. I don't know if you have to say it quite that way. But it's that idea. The concept is your mesach. That is the problem. The problem of the words of Rashi. I'm not making a new. I'm just taking the words of Rashi and framing them. Mesachich b'davar mekabel tuma. That's what it means. Again, I have schach pasul kemidas sukkah kishir zayin al zayin tzilasa meruba. The only thing is schach pasul. You put that in the sukkah is pasul. You've created a monster, you created a sukkah psula. That's what Rashi said. I don't know if it's a good mashal or not a good mashal, but zvachin, pigel. There's a carbon that's kosher, you do it right. Then you have a carbon that the Kohen has in mind when he's makriv or he's shochet, whatever the avodah that he does, he has in mind lecho chutz guzmano. So the halacha is, it becomes pigel. Pigel has a chalos shem carbon. It's a carbon pigel. It has details. It has to have some, it has its own trappings of a carbon, but it's a carbon that's defined as a pigel, lo yiratzer. It's a lo yiratzer carbon. There rise to this yourself, but that's what pigel means. It has to have, it can't have any other problems. It has to be the problem of pigel, and that's the definition, the carbon pigel. I'm not saying it's not a good mashal exactly, but if it helps a little bit, that's good enough. If you're mesachich b'davar mekabel tuma, you've created a sukkah psula. Now, obviously, you're going to have to deal with a lot of gemaras based on this. Hutzin, shpudin, go thinking between now and tomorrow, all the kashas that you have in this yisod of Rashi. We've been dealing with those gemaras from the perspective of mitzdarif, and we have to figure out answers. Why? It's not a problem with Starif. The Rishonim talk about by Hutzin, it's all like one, it becomes together. Now that we have this new issue, so anytime you have a situation, a Gemara, a case where you have seemingly enough schach of schach pasul to cover the sukkah, so now you have to deal with the issue of why isn't it pasul based on Mesav Dav Mekabel Tuma. I have kosher schach, but no, it doesn't matter. I have Dav Mekabel Tuma schach. But that's what Rashi seems to be saying. But b'medva mamurim, what is it a problem? Only if I do it for sikuch. And therefore, kinof doesn't have the problem. Kinov's problem is one of Olam Mafsik. Rashi's Olam Mafsik, again, is limited to what? Hirchikan min aschach. Rashi didn't explain himself. We said Rashi is Hirchikan min aschach, the shear of Haflaga of Sukkah tachas Sukkah. If it wasn't that, then it's called that you're not in a separate Olam, just like it's not called two schachin, it's called one schach if it's not within the Shir Haflaga. So too, in terms of Olam Mafsik, Rashi would hold it be Kiddush. We're gleaning it from Rashi. We're building it out of Rashi. We don't know the 400% right, but we're suggesting. Rashi is saying, Rechika Meschachi meant the Shir of Haflaga before. So therefore, Lena Osa doesn't have that problem, because Lena Osa of Rav Chizda was when it was not separate from the Schach. So you don't have the problem of Mesachech, Damakabutuma, because it wasn't for Sikoch, Rav Chizda's Chiddush. By Kinov, we would have known that already, because it's more Pashut, that it was Lena Osa. Lena Osa, you might think it's for the Schach. Nor does Lena Osa have the problem of the second issue of Ol Mafsik, and nor does that Bam Sab Dam Kabatuma, therefore it's Kasher. And therefore the two distinct Sum in the Mishnah, each one is a function of its details, its parameters, and then it comes together, the Din of Psula, and then we have Rav Chizda, and then we have to see how Tosa is going to change the whole picture, the whole equation of the Mishnah, and then the other Rishonim as well. But this is the beginning, at least from Rashi.